This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's another day of sectarian violence in Iraq. A bomb partially destroyed the mosque in Tikrit, where Saddam Hussein's father is buried, and several explosions in and around Baghdad left more than 24 people dead. The renewed violence in the capital follows the lifting of a 3-day curfew, and it came on the same day that Saddam's trial resumed. We're joined now by NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad. And Jamie, let's first talk about the violence.
Well, it's been the first full day without a curfew, and there have been attacks across the city. This morning, we woke to reports that a Sunni mosque in Baghdad had been damaged, and then later we heard a succession of bombs, 2 car bombs and a suicide bomber, all in Shiite neighborhoods and all civilians, according to the Interior Ministry. The reports so far have at least 24 people killed and over 100 wounded. Interior Ministry officials also said today that the number of people who've been killed across the country since the shrine in Samarra was attacked last Wednesday is 1,300. Of those, about 400 were in Baghdad. And they may not even be the final numbers. More bodies are being discovered every day. Today in Diyala, police found the bodies of 9 men dumped, all blindfolded, all with their hands and feet tied, and they'd all been shot in the head. So whatever calm there may have been because of the curfew, it looks like it's over now.
So does this continued high level of violence means that the talk in Iraq about being on the verge of civil war also continues?
Well, I don't think that talk ever really went away. I spoke to Shiite and Sunni leaders before the curfew was lifted, and they were worried. They didn't know what the atmosphere would be like afterwards. They didn't think that everyone had a chance to calm down and move forward. Even the political leaders on the political level weren't sure whether they were ready to go back and negotiate again. There's so much tension here on so many different levels, and by the looks of what happened today, I don't think it's over yet.
Well, as we just said, Saddam Hussein was in court again today after a break. What happened during the trial?
Well, it eventually resumed this morning, and court was in session for 3 hours. In that time, prosecutors presented a document they said was signed by Saddam, approving the executions of the more than 140 Shiites in this village of Dujail. Now, this is exactly what Saddam and the 7 others are on trial for, being involved in the massacre of 140 Shiites in the village of Dujail in 1982 after an assassination attempt on him went wrong. And this is the first time that there's been anything directly linking Saddam to this crime. So this in itself, if it is genuine, is a very, very significant development. The defense team, as usual, had argued and tried to stall. They asked for an adjournment. They wanted to have the new judge expelled on the basis that he was biased, and then they walked out. And once the team walked out, the trial was adjourned until Wednesday.
Now, this is the sort of thing that happened, various versions of this happened before the trial was adjourned. What were the main things that happened last time before it was adjourned?
Well, the last time, the new judge who'd replaced Risgar Mohammed Amin, he appointed a new defense team, and this was the first time that the Iraqi, the original defense team was able to go back, and they resorted again to the same tactics that they'd used in the past.
Jamie, thank you very much. NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad.